Morning, everybody, and Merry Christmas for me as well. And great that you could join us, and particularly those of you who joined us last night as well. We were just packed out last night as well, and it was great as we met and had the sense of anticipation and the expectation of the arrival of Jesus. And we come here today to celebrate with joy and that of his coming. And this morning, I want to speak particularly to those of you who find yourself in a road in life that's taken you to a place that you had never planned. Now, put up your hands if you're someone who you regard yourself as a natural planner. I think there are more of you than that, but anyway. Well, that's how you're just wired, isn't it? You know, if you had your Christmas shopping done by the end of November, you are officially a planner, okay? Conversely, if you didn't start your Christmas shopping till last weekend, you're probably not a planner. But whether you're a planner or not, this is what I know about life. That eventually it takes you down a life that you didn't, or a road that you didn't plan. Now I know from time to time, life will take us down some roads we never planned. This is not the Rosebery interchange. But life has a way of doing that. In fact, I'm pretty confident at the moment that many of you, you're on a road in your life that you'd never planned to be travelling on. Certainly none of us had considered that what has been happening in the last few years in our life was things that we planned on. We didn't plan on a global pandemic or floods or bushfires or global conflicts. Or living in economic circumstances with a whole lot of cost of living challenges and so on. Some of you may have completed school or graduated from uni with so many dreams, but you're yet to receive any uni offer, or maybe no job prospects, and you remain living with your parents. It isn't what you want, and it may be not what they want either. But others of you may be in your 40s and 50s and even 60s, and right now you never imagined that you'd be job hunting again at this point of the road. Or maybe you might say that I didn't plan to be separated or divorced at this point of the road, or that my marriage would be so difficult. Or I didn't plan to have medical battles along the road. And maybe today there's going to be an empty chair at the table. And you thought that someone was going to be with you this Christmas, and you're grieving because the road has taken you somewhere else that you didn't plan. And some of us, if we're honest, would say, I'm traveling down a road of regrets. I've done some things I'm not proud of and I'm ashamed of, and I wish I could go back and I wish I could redo it. And when the road doesn't go as you planned, it can raise troubling questions. Sometimes questions that relate to God. You know, like, God, where are you? God, what are you doing? Why aren't you doing something about this? The road that Mary and Joseph travelled that Christmas certainly wasn't one that they planned for. Now, the Bible tells us lots of highlights of their story, but there are lots of other things it doesn't tell us that we don't know. For example, we don't know how they met. We don't know what their courtship may have been like. We just don't know. We don't know the details of their plans. But we do know that they decided to wait until marriage to share physical intimacy. Maybe they started to plan to buy a house one day. Maybe one day they'd hoped to have two kids, the boy and a girl, and to call one the girl Esther and the boy Samuel. Maybe they had all the road mapped out for their future. And then one day, this happens. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. It's unbelievable. She's getting married to the man that she loves. And now God has chosen them to be part of history. And she's probably thinking, I can't wait to tell Joseph. He's going to be so over the moon with excitement. And so she goes down to tell Joseph that she's pregnant. You think Joseph would be excited or stressing out? Of course he's stressing out. Because the next verse tells us that because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. I mean, he's crushed. He's devastated. He's humiliated. He's heartbroken. Somehow he's got to tell his mum and his dad, his mates. And not only is he humiliated, but he loves her. He was saving himself for her. Has she now cheated? And notice it says that he plans to divorce her quietly, because in that time of history, if you were engaged or betrothed, it was a legal binding. And the only way that you could call it off was through an official divorce or be stoned to death. Mary must have thought her life was over. She was to be divorced as a single mum in a culture where there were no reputable jobs for single women. You see, the road that Joseph and Mary found themselves on was one that they had never planned. And maybe this is a road that some of you also find yourselves traveling down. The road is taking you somewhere you had never planned. Maybe there's a relational rift with a son or a daughter or a relative or a friend. It used to be so great, but now the hurt is so deep that you don't know whether it can ever be repaired. And some of you have received a medical report. You had your future all mapped out, and you didn't see this curve coming, this bend in the road. And maybe you felt that you were finally getting ahead financially and it was all going well and this was going to be a great Christmas for you and the kids and the grandkids. But the car's broken down, it's taken every cent you had, but it's not what you planned. Maybe you grew up as a Disney junkie. It's all going to be happy ever after, but the road hasn't taken you where you thought it would. And the list could go on and on. Maybe you planned to be married by now, to have a child by now, to finish your studies, be free of cancer by now. Well, this Christmas, I've just one thought for you. One life-changing nugget of truth for anyone who has traveled down a road and taking you somewhere that you hadn't planned. And I hope you listen to this thought and let this thought sink deeply into your spirit. Now listen. You don't have to understand the road to trust that God has a purpose on the road. Let me say that again. You don't have to understand the road to trust that God has a purpose on the road. Mary and Joseph's road takes them to some place they never planned. And they're wrecked, they're shattered. And Joseph determines that he has to break it off completely with Mary. But then we see these words. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. Be sure, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Wait a minute. You mean everything she said about the Holy Spirit is true? The angel says, yes. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. You see, Jesus means Savior. And you can almost see or hear Joseph saying, wait, you're telling me that God is in on this plan. You're telling me that the last thing I ever wanted to happen is exactly what God wants to happen. You mean there is purpose in this painful road we're traveling? And friends, it is true. You don't have to understand the road, but trust that God has a purpose on the road. I want to show you a picture of one of my favorite roads, which mightn't look much to you. It's the road from Sydney approaching Broken Hill. It's a road that I got to know fairly well over time, but it was fairly intimidating when I first traveled it. I was 27 when I drove along that road, alone, in over 40 degree heat, to become the pastor of two churches in the hill, while Judy, who was 6 months pregnant, and our two-year-old daughter, who I've noticed has turned up today, flew out there. You see, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I only thought I'd become a country pastor, and this landscape and this remoteness was all foreign to me. Judy had never lived out of Sydney before. We were leaving all our family and friends and going to a remote location where we knew no one and had never met anybody there. Nor did I have any idea on how to pastor in a mining place like this. This is not what I thought ministry would look like or where it would take me. Would I cope? Would I manage? Had I got it wrong? And it was literally traveling along this road that I learned to practice the words from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, verses that my grandfather gave to me when I first told him that I was entering ministry. And this, from the Contemporary English Version, says, with all your heart, you must trust the Lord and not your own judgment. Always let him lead you, and he'll clear the road for you to follow. He was driving along this unexpected road that God challenged me. How much did I know and love him? How much was I willing to allow him to lead me along unfamiliar roads and to accept his amazing grace? How much was I willing to trust him with my life? And I sense from God him asking, if you're willing to put your hand in my hand, I'm going to use your life to help others to find God and to build their relationship with him. And so I made a renewed decision along that road that I would let him clear the road, even when the road took me to places that I hadn't planned. And friends, all these years later, in fact, 45 years later, I have zero regrets that I trusted the Lord with all my heart on that road. I found my purpose in my life on that road. It took me to places I never planned. As you see, Broken Hill became such a formative place for Judy and I. And during my 7 years in the hill, my relationship with God was enhanced, and I learned to engage with him in fresh ways. I came to better understand my imperfections, my limitations, my vulnerabilities, and how God can use me despite my fragilities. I recognized that I had so much more to learn, and I committed to becoming a lifelong learner. Judy and I renegotiated our marriage so it became more healthy, more life-giving, more fulfilling for both of us. It caused me to redefine my understanding of ministry and begin developing my philosophy of ministry. And my time there prepared me to travel many more unprepared roads which wouldn't have been possible if I hadn't travelled down that road. This was Joseph and Mary. They didn't understand the road when she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And I'm sure they didn't understand the road when they found themselves in Bethlehem in a stable because they couldn't get a room at any hotel or inn. They didn't understand the road when they had to escape to Egypt as refugees, because Herod wanted to kill their newborn son. And I'm sure Mary didn't understand the road 33 years later when she washed her son who was without sin, whipped and beaten and bloodied when he died on a cross. When she collapsed in grief and wailing, it wasn't what she planned. But even when she didn't understand the plan, God had a purpose. And 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead. What was the purpose of all that? Well, this is the purpose of Christmas. The purpose is you. People say that Jesus is the reason for the season. That's not completely accurate. You are the reason for the season. For God so loved you that he gave his only son. For you, God had a purpose. So that no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter how dark your life has been, you can call on him to be saved and forgiven. God had a purpose, not to prevent a life of pain for you, but to give you the power and the strength to deal with it if you trust him. Mary and Joseph had a plan, but God had a purpose. And maybe right now the road in your life has taken you somewhere where you hadn't planned, and maybe it's quite difficult at the moment. And I don't want for a second to minimize your pain, because I know it's real and I know it really, really hurts. But I also know that you don't have to understand this road to trust that God has a purpose for you on this road. In fact, I believe the road of life has brought you here today for a very special purpose, even if it wasn't something you had planned. Maybe it's so you can find your way to God, or maybe to find your way back to God. Through Christ, whose birth we celebrate today. God, who was born in a manger in Bethlehem, learning to trust him with all your heart, that he will clear the road for you. I'm going to ask us to bow our heads while we're here today and just take a couple of moments to consider what. While you have plans to be here for a Christmas service, to consider that God may have a bigger plan. That God wants you. That God wants all of you. Maybe in the quietness, the stillness, you might acknowledge to him in your own heart and mind to say, yes, God, I realize I'm part of a greater purpose. And today, Jesus, I need your grace as I give my life to you. Just tell that to Jesus. Then later, I'll encourage you to share that with a friend or one of the pastors while you're here. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for the purpose of Christmas and for the purpose that we can find along the road, even when we might not understand the road and where it's taking us. We trust you, and we trust that you have a purpose along the road, and that you'll make the road clear to us. We lift our prayer in gratitude and worship in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.